T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, Pete Davidson said that he is getting death threats because he's dating Ariana Grande.
People are giving him death threats. Just
what he said.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He said that he's engaged to Ariana Grande. It's the weirdest, coolest thing that's ever happened to him.
It's so lit.
But it's also given him cause for concern because he keeps getting death threats. He said someone wanted to shoot me in my face because she's so hot. Huh? He said, you know how insane that is? I was like, am I that ugly that people want to shoot me in the face?
Well, I wonder if that happens with other famous people when they start dating someone. Because you get their crazy stalker fans that want to sleep with Ariana Grande that think she's just for me.
Yeah.
She's going to be mine one day.
People think he's not good enough for her. That's why he's getting attacked. If you had Brad Pitt and Angelina, nobody messes with them.
Yeah. Right?
Nobody messes with them because they're both like equals. But people
True.
See him as just some random weirdo and her as some successful chick, and they're like, what is she doing with him? Look, he is on SNL. Give him that. But
yeah.
If they were equals, he wouldn't be getting those.
Very
He's
true.
Not as famous as her.
But they think they can knock him down a couple pegs and maybe get him to break up, and then they can be with Ariana Grande.
They just don't respect him as her mate because
they're
not equals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So fans are like, no, we're good. Ariana needs to be with somebody as famous as herself.
Okay, I got
to say that.
You know what, though? No, saying
I'm
that.
I'm just telling you what they're thinking.
You
know.
Saying that is cool. Hey, Pete, you're not on Ariana's level. She should be with an A-lister. Hey, Pete, I want to shoot you and kill you because of that. That's a little bit over the line. Call
never
me
done,
crazy. Well,
you've never done that before.
That would be over the line for anything.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
On any type of social media,
yeah,
really.
Just right.
I mean,
little.
Just saying. So, yeah, Pete Davidson getting death threats because he dated Ariana.
I thought he was getting death threats because of the Chevy Chase thing that we were talking about off the air.
Maybe he's getting, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, they're beefing. They're beefing real hard.
You can tell me about that off the air.
I will, yeah.
Chevy Chase.
Because people go, Chevy Chase, you can Google it and figure it out on your own. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about that right now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, it's Riggs and Allie. Got good news to start the day. Good news is that I have officially murdered now 17,812 mosquitoes.
Awesome.
As of yesterday. They are relentless, man.
I set up a citronella candle while I'm painting.
Did it work?
My fence. Yeah. Hell yeah, it did.
Really?
I put like two around me and I just.
No problems.
They went away. Two Ooh. Big ones.
Three citronella candles and bug spray, still swatting them off my body. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
But I was successfully killing them. I was watching them and I was counting them, and it's over 17,000 at least.
You had to be cracking up. I think it was
at least.
Facebook. You posted the status. You were like 16,283. Oh, wait. 16,285.
So many of them, man.
So many.
Can't wait for them to be gone.
I know.
I can't wait.
Oh.
But I'm killing them all, one by one, and I don't have any more bites. That's my good news.
Yes.
What is your good news?
My good news is I saw Justin Timberlake on Friday, so you can all suck it, because I had the best weekend out of anybody in this group, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
It was the best.
Yes,
the
you
Pfizer
did.
Forum is awesome. It looks a lot like the Bradley Center to me. I'm sorry. I don't get it. Yeah.
Did you go? There was like an outside, upstairs patio type situation. No. Okay.
It's like a deck where you can see downtown.
No, and they did have enough bartenders. That was another, which may be on purpose to control the liquor, but it was like they needed, like, the lines for the bars were like crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a Justin Timberlake show in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
what do you expect?
It's a Friday night,
there's
too.
There's space for three more bartenders.
Oh.
It wouldn't have mattered if it was Friday or Monday, dude. That show would have been lit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So it was awesome.
Sold out? Long show? Did he play for
no
a long
idea.
Time?
2 hours.
Damn. Jeez.
He got off the stage at 11, dude.
Oh, my God.
And that's why he's Justin Timberlake.
Damn.
And I love
right.
him, and he's amazing.
Did he do the campfire set, too, where he had the
he
little
did.
Campfire?
Nice.
Did
you, have
heard
you
about
seen
that.
Him in concert?
No, I've just read the set list online.
Well, anyway, Gibbon, since nobody knows what Riggs is talking about, he has this campfire on stage where his singers all sing, like, famous songs that are not his songs. It's basically a chance for him to sit there and play the guitar and sit down around a fire.
Take a breather.
While his backup singers sing
his stage, from what I saw online, his stage looks so intricate and immaculate and just long and stretched out.
I think everybody has to do that now, where it goes through the whole arena, or else you feel like you get cheated.
True.
Because if you're on the other side of the stage, you're screwed.
Right.
So when the stage goes all the way across, everybody sees. And he had a huge like hologram. Like you could see
everything. And they can sell the whole arena instead of curtaining off a quarter of it because of the stage. You can't put people behind a stage, obviously.
Mm-hmm. It was really awesome. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I had a chat with a friend of mine back in New Jersey named Elaine yesterday for the first time in like 4 months. Yep. And she told me that she's got a baby on board, a bun in the oven, and I'm so excited because for the last like year, every time we talk, she's like, everyone keeps asking me when we're having kids, and I keep telling them when we're ready. And I thought maybe they'd been trying and weren't able to like conceive. She said they tried for like a week and hadn't got a bun in the oven. She was a day late the next month, took a test, and she's having a baby.
Good nice, for them.
How far along is she?
12 weeks, 13 weeks.
Oh, good. So she could tell people.
Yeah, she waited. Yeah. She waited.
Well, congratulations to your friend. That's good news.
Super awesome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We saw this story yesterday. Nordstrom was getting crap for selling $530 shoes.
Okay, I don't know anything about this.
These shoes, they look like they're falling apart, Allie. They have like duct tape on the like the very toe of the shoe.
So it looks like Kanye's line of clothes.
Worse. I think worse than Yeezys.
Yeah.
These look way worse. We dismissed it as just a stupid story about shoes that were expensive. Nobody's going to buy them. They sold out yesterday.
Jesus.
They sold out of these $530 superstar sneaker shoes. They are taped. Just the description alone.
You're all a bunch of suckers, by the way.
Crumply hold it all together tape details a distressed leather sneaker in a retro low profile
signature
sidewall star and grungy rubber cupsole. Really?
Yes, grungy, ripped. Look at Gibbon's girlfriend's pants.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have, she pays probably for jeans and she gets really a pair of shorts worth of fabric.
Yeah,
right.
But her jeans are $20-$30.
That's
these are $530 for these damn
shoes.
The
style is my point. Oh, it doesn't matter what you pay for what.
But for this, I would just buy a new pair of sneakers for $20 and then just rip them up and put some tape on them. And do you have the same thing? You don't have to spend $530. Those were $600 shoes, bro. $600 trash. They are ugly. Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Britney Spears, they said, is not happy that she has to pay Kevin Federline thousands more dollars than she was before. They went back to court. They were having child support issues, and he wanted thousands more and said that's what he should be getting. And that's what he got.
Wow.
Thousands more?
Yeah. Oh. They said Britney is not happy. She was ordered to pay him $110,000 in
a
the whole
month?
Battle. Well, I don't know about a month, but I know in their... Probably for lawyers' fees and all that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Maybe a month. I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
She's making more than that a month, though. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, but the sources said they just wanted to move on. So they just kind of came to an agreement and said, screw
she
it.
She just sucked it up and said, here, take
money
the money.
For her. She's got a ton of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like so much money, though. I know that you have, there's the whole equal thing, that they're not equals. I understand that. And there's the maintaining the certain level of living. The lifestyle, I guess.
Well, you want the kids to have the same life at both houses. You want it to be as consistent as possible in order for them to have the most stable childhood, but you can't do that when one parent has millions and one has not millions.
And when they're eating caviar at Britney's house, but ramen at Kevin's house? Is that what you're talking about?
It's not consistent at all.
No, it's not.
I would love to know what their living arrangement actually is. Like, how many nights a week does she have the kids? How many nights a week does he have the kids? Because
she takes them on tour, I think. Yeah. So I'm sure he gets them, like, in the summers then or whatever, or vice versa.
But then why is she paying him child support? The whole
It doesn't matter. She makes way more than him. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
So
if you have joint custody, the one who makes the most is paying. Yep. Why do you think I get no child support?
So, okay,
I make more than my ex.
When I hear that she's paying him, I assume that it's not joint custody. I assume that he has primary.
Just two parents.
Whoever
makes more, you're paying more.
You don't have to pay your ex child support, Allie?
That's right?
No.
I'm supposed to. But my lawyer in court said he has the ability to make just as much as her. He's not. He's working at a gym for fun.
Oh.
Ding. One point, Allie. I win.
There you go. Wow.
So he has the ability to make as much as me. K-Fed. He just wasn't.
K-Fed getting a lot.
I'm sorry, but I had to slow clap at my lawyer.
Yes.
So, yes, I would be if he continued to make nothing. nothing at a gym. Yeah. That'd be an easy way to suck child support out of me.
There you go. And that's cool that there are, I'm sorry, these are just things I'm learning. It's cool that that's in place where you're learning. Well, yeah. He has the ability, he's just being a,
think about how many people don't work so they don't have to pay child support.
That's what I mean.
I've seen it 1,000 times.
That's exactly what I mean.
So they have the ability to say, no, he has a master's degree, he has this, he can make just as much money as her, she's not paying him child support.
Why wouldn't they say the Kevin Federline, though? He has just, he has the opportunity.
He can't make as much money as Britney. Are you crazy?
Says
not Britney. Says
who?
The whole world.
Go on the internet, bro. Make
she
some money.
She was a toaster for Pepsi. Are you joking me right now?
She's got probably $100 million. He's got maybe $150.
Not
period.
Even close.
Come on.
Go make some money, bro. Sell yourself. Sell yourself.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Have any of you guys had to deal with a nosy neighbor before?
Yes.
Yeah. I love having a house and not being bothered.
I thought you were going to say you love having a nosy neighbor.
No, I love having I loved having a fenced-in private yard.
Yeah. So, just moved into a duplex in West Dallas with my girlfriend and her two kids, and our neighbor is super nosy.
That's now, like a roommate almost, by the way. Oh, yeah, living in the same house.
She's right below us,
they
yes.
can hear you, they can see you.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of, you know, just normal when I first went to the house, and she came out and approached me when I first went there and was like, who are you? What are you doing there? Introduced myself, I'm going to be your new neighbor, whatever. Thought it was kind of weird when Riggs came over and we were gonna throw furniture off of our mm-hmm. rooftop, right?
Yeah.
And Riggs set up his phone on my car to be able to film it. And in 15 seconds of Riggs being downstairs and out front, my neighbor comes out and gives Riggs the third degree.
Yeah.
Are you? What are you doing here? I don't know you. Right? Like all this crazy stuff.
Who are you? Well, I know him and I know that car, but I don't know you. What are you doing here? And I was like, we're gonna throw some furniture off the roof and I'm gonna video it. Whatever.
So then J-Matt, our new midday guy, comes over the weekend and helps me move. Thank you very much, J-Matt. Riggs did as well. But when mm-hmm. J-Matt came, he comes in and goes, dude, what's up with your neighbor? And I go, what do you mean? God. He goes, I literally pulled up out front and I was standing outside texting a friend. And in 15 seconds, she came outside, asked me who I was and what I was doing. Told her I was here to help you move. So now I'm like, this lady is
Well, you're never
going
to get robbed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or in West Dallas. I mean, in fairness, have you seen the crime in Milwaukee spreading, you know?
There was just a murder in West Dallas yesterday.
Yeah.
A homicide yesterday.
And the old guy who lived in my current place was a total scumbag and a drug addict. So I can kind of see where she would be a little.
Is the neighborhood.
No, our neighborhood's nice.
West Dallas nice.
Thank you. And it's to the point where, like, I came home on Sunday, like 8 p.m. after doing a load of moving stuff, and I pull my car into the back, and I see her light flip on and her looking out the window like, who is it? Meanwhile, every time I actually speak to her, she's got some sort of a complaint. Well, did the landlord tell you that you have to take my trash out? Did the landlord tell you that you have to take my recycling out?
What?
Did the
landlord? Why do you take all her stuff out?
She goes, that the top unit always takes out my stuff. I went, okay. She goes, did the landlord tell you that you have to shovel the driveway? Did the landlord tell? And I'm thinking it's 50-50. We shovel 50%. She shovels 50%.
How old is she?
She's, I would say, middle-aged. She runs a nursery out of her house.
Yeah.
Like, how old when you say middle-aged?
Mid-50s. Maybe a little more than middle-aged. She's probably mid-50s.
She's got kids in that thing?
She's
like,
got
all day?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the first day with the kids there. I could barely hear it. I could barely hear it.
Thank God.
But no, like she's like trying to like pit us against the landlord. Well, I don't know what Steve told you, but let me tell you how it really goes. And if things happen this way, don't tell Steve about it. Tell Steve this. Don't tell Steve that. Meanwhile, Steve is telling us she can be a little rabble rouser. She can start some drama.
Rabble rouser.
I just came up with that one. It's an like old that. School phrase. So like, I think there's potential where we might not like each other. Or how do I let her be intrusive?
She's going to get on your last nerve, and
yes.
It's been a day. I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Well,
you're not going to get much privacy, that's for sure.
No.
I'm seeing that clearly. And I'm the kind of guy, I like to get up in the morning, maybe go out and get my morning paper in my underwear, and she's watching you.
Nobody gets a morning paper.
I know.
But like Allie said, it's not the West Dallas, though. You want to have somebody that's looking out for you. I would want somebody looking out for me. If you're not home and somebody's in front of your house,
I would want
my neighbor to check. Sure.
I would love to have somebody looking out for me, but I don't want somebody watching me.
Right.
Looking out for the neighborhood?
Wow,
yes.
She's watching.
Yes. Watching.
And we know that because she's always there when something happens mm-hmm. because she's bored and she lives alone.
Yes.
Whatever.
So she's talking to kids all day.
It's like a 50-50. It is. It's a 50-50. Could go good, could go bad. I'm hoping for the good. Planning for the bad, obviously, because that's how my life turns out.
You should
turn
the tables on her, start asking her a bunch of questions. What are all these kids doing here?
No,
What's going on here? How old are these kids? Do you have a permit for this business?
Nope.
What's going on in here?
figured out, I'm not going to give her any reason to complain, so I'm not going to ask her, hey, are we being too loud? Because then she'll go, oh, yes, you need to quiet down.
Oh, yeah.
If she complains, she complains, but we're not going to ask her questions to give her the opportunity to complain.
There you go. Tread lightly with the nosy neighbor.
fun.
Fun of living in a duplex.
Yes.
You just get a house by yourself. Or get her kicked out and move into the bottom left. That way the whole thing is yours.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So mosquitoes have been pretty relentless, you guys.
Pretty relentless?
Pretty ridiculous.
It's
right?
An understatement.
Oh, Mike. Yeah. I have bites on my hands, my ankles, behind my knees, everywhere, dude. Well,
mosquitoes came to the rescue in Campbellsport, Wisconsin on Tuesday, you guys. Here's what happened. Guy goes into a Piggly Wiggly, steals 3 bottles of Jägermeister.
Oh.
And a bunch of other liquor. Then runs out and puts all the liquor into a getaway car and drives off.
Right.
They call the cops. And this guy's apparently stole from the store a couple
times.
Well,
yeah, it's not a big town. Right. They're going to know the guy is
So they know him. So the guy that stole the liquor does a tuck and roll and gets out of the car. But the driver of the car keeps going on this high-speed chase with police. Finally parks the car, gets out, and goes to hide in a cornfield.
Where's this at again?
Campbellsport. It's up north of West Bend, up by Fond du Lac. Yeah. So this guy gets out of the car. He's hiding in a cornfield. The cops have police dogs. They have drones. They're looking for this guy. They can't find him.
Oh my
He's
God.
Hiding until he puts his hands up. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. The mosquitoes are relentless. There were way too many mosquitoes that were getting him. They said as they were handcuffing the guy, he said, can you wipe my forehead, please? There were 15 mosquitoes on his forehead at that same time. They were so bad up north.
He got into a really bad spot.
He got into a horrible spot. Even the cops said when they showed up, they said the first thing they asked for was bug spray because they were so bad. But the guy couldn't handle the mosquitoes in the field, so he gave himself up and went to jail.
Never in my life have I actually gone to the store and bought bug spray. This year, I bought like 17 cans, and I don't go outside without spraying it because they make me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Have either of you guys fallen asleep for an extended period of time outside during the summertime?
No.
I've
done it to the
Dude, I've woken up with bug bites on my eyelids.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Alcohol, Riggs. Alcohol.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
That's right. Yes. See, mosquitoes, they did some good in Campbellsport. That's the only thing they were good for, though.
Seriously.
After that, kill them all, though. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. And always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
Yeah. From Craigslist.
Hi, girl.
That's about what my voice sounds like today.
He's trying to match it. He's trying to match it.
Hey, girl.
This one happened at a Metro Market, this missed connection. They saw each other there, and then instead of talking to her, he just went to Craigslist like a weirdo. Says Metro Market Mommy is what it's titled. Beautiful woman in black shorts and a white top out in the parking lot. Metro Market. It was cold out, but I asked if you were cold. With a lovely smile, you said, nope, I'm good, bro. Then held up what appeared to be 3 boxes of fried chicken.
Somebody calls you bro, they don't want to date you.
Are you using the chicken to warm up? I have so many questions. We both slowly got into our cars and drove away. I know the odds are slim, but I would really like to warm you up. I'm extra crispy and a snack you need to try.
Oh, come on.
For show. That's it.
Really said for show?
F-A-S-H-O is how he ended it. For show.
Bites of chicken probably means she's got a family.
Yes.
She's busy.
Or she's really hungry and she doesn't want to deal with you because she called you bro. Bro. Back off, bro.
Oh.
This has been a box of chicken misconnections. Leave the woman alone and let her eat her chicken in peace.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Friday night was your night, dude.
It was lit. First, it wasn't my night. It was everybody's night because all of our listeners were JT, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many awesome women at one show. And a couple dudes, too.
I was going to say, were there any dudes there?
Dude, I had so much fun. JT played for almost 2 hours, which is why he's an icon. Because you pay that for a ticket and he actually shows up and performs.
Hell yeah.
And he's got enough songs to do. So he started with Filthy. That's how he took the stage.
Oh.
I just knew he was because it was the last album. And then he ended with Can't Stop the Feeling, which he hasn't toured since Trolls came out.
Oh, wow.
And Can't Stop the... I was like, what's he going to end with? I'm like, oh, that might have been the biggest song, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
And he has a tour, so.
Did he do NSYNC stuff? Like a medley of
NSYNC? No. Justin Timberlake has like six albums. Do you know that?
I know, but
he doesn't need
NSYNC. I'd love to see a little NSYNC medley. No. All right.
Now, do you do your first show stuff when you go perform?
Oh, hell no.
Exactly. He's moved on.
Okay, dude. That makes sense.
So, yeah. So then we went to the after party. Mm-hmm. And I bought... What did I double-fisted at the new Pfizer Forum. So that was, what, four drinks, right?
Uh-huh.
So I had a double vodka in this hand, a double vodka in this hand. I sat down. I drank those over, like, 3 hours. I got up. I went across the street to the bar for our party at RWB.
Uh-huh.
I had another two drinks, and I was loving life. I was like, I'm going straight to the dance floor. Peace out.
Dude, I've never seen Allie this much in her element. She walks in, and it's like Hurricane Allie. Give me a drink. She gets a drink. Her hand, I run up to say hello, and she's like, out of the way. I'm going to dance with my girl. And she went down there, not on the dance floor. Oh, no, no, no.
She on a table?
Up on the stage where
That's
the DJ
right.
is. And
damn
she's,
right.
the look on her face, she's in the zone with her girls, her arm and arm.
I was focused.
The time of their
right.
lives.
It was the best to
and
dance.
It looked like you were on the prowl because you're there, like pointing at dudes.
Well, I was on the prowl.
Oh, you're damn right.
And then somebody's like, what about that hot? My sister saw some dude she thought was amazing who was like dancing, some really funny white dude who was like dancing. Dancing like crazy.
Oh my
she goes,
God.
That guy's hysterical. Look at his confidence. I go, eh. She goes, this is confidence. Keep watching him. He's so hot. And I was like, eh.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if you want to take on a guy from a club.
Why? Time out my first husband. Hello.
Yeah.
You're right about that. So then Saturday, so I get home. Last one's in the Pfizer Forum parking garage. Thank you very much.
Nice. Saw that
almost 2 a.m. And we leave. My sister drove me home because she's not a big drinker. We tried to go to six Taco Bells. They were all closed.
Oh, no.
What? I got home and went passed out on the couch in all my clothes, threw my bra on the floor with my friend who was babysitting there. I'm like, good night.
Bye-bye.
Next day, I get up at 8 a.m. I slept for like maybe 5 hours.
8 a.m.?
I have children.
Oh, the kids are children. The
yes,
kids
of course.
You can't relax after a night of drinking when you have kids.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm... The reason I'm hungover is because I can't eat any carbs because I'm doing keto.
Yeah.
And all I want is a giant punch of pancakes in my stomach now.
Mm-hmm.
I need carbs in my stomach. And I can't. So I go to McDonald's. I order two breakfast burritos like a lunatic. 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. I pull over. Rip open the burritos. I just start eating the eggs and the sausage and the cheese out of the burrito like a crazy person. I take the whole tortilla. I put it on my face. I'm like... eating, I'm like licking the burrito because I can't actually eat the burrito. I'm like, somebody give me carbs now. Ate a couple burritos, still felt like hell, struggled all day, got to Pet Fest. I don't even know how the hell I did that on Saturday.
So wait.
And lost my voice, obviously, because of, one, the concert, two, the bar gig, three, Pet Fest. It's just like everything.
Yeah.
So was the picture that your sister put online of you, was that a setup Saturday morning?
Oh, no, that was, I didn't even know she did that bitch. I didn't even know she did that. She put a picture of me passed out in the recliner with my sunglasses and hood on.
Well, that's how you pass out.
That was like at 9 a.m., by
you
the
looked
way.
Like, you looked straight out Weekend
dying.
At Bernie's. I'm like, is this a setup? Because it's like, rough night.
Nothing made me feel better. I just needed carbs and I couldn't have them.
Too funny.
No carbs at all?
None.
Did the inner of the burrito make you feel a little bit better? A little bit?
No.
Even like licking the tortilla,
it
like
took
the taste
like a
of
day,
carbs?
And I remembered why I don't drink like that anymore, but it's fun once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have kids at 6 a.m., it's not fun.
Nope.
It's hell.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your night out, man.
I did.
And you enjoyed a hangover for
Ready
the first
for
time in a while.
Ready for another one, yeah.
Right?
Like, bring it. This was fun. Let's do it again.
Bring it on. And the tortilla.
A
all
tortilla
over your face.
In my face.
All up on your face.
But I didn't eat that tortilla,
Did
damn
you
it.
Vom? Did you vom?
Hell no, I didn't vom.
Good, because you're a pro. That's why.
I'm a champion. Get out of here.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
When your friend's girlfriend texts you instead of their boyfriend.
Gibbons'
his girlfriend. Send me a text. Totally meant for Gibbons. Was not meant for me.
She know your name?
Oh.
How did she type in Riggs and end up on sending it to you?
She sent me a nice text and said, thanks for helping out with the moving. And I replied and said, thank you. And then I got a response that said, hey, bleep. Go, there's something about grab the cookies. My mom made homemade cookies. Let's go eat these things or something. I was like, what?
No. Yeah.
Call them their little lover name. They have a little name they call each other that
I
can't say it on the radio. It's vulgar. It's
really?
Offensive. Yes.
Well, now I want to know what the hell the name is.
It rhymes with Tucker.
There you go.
Oh, that's what you call each other.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really cute like that.
Yeah, they're... I was like, wow, how endearing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Don't do that for the kids, please.
No.
Only over text, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do you have something that made you say hell to the no?
Well, Riggs and Allie.
Yes.
I thought my hell to the no moment was going to be when our landlord gave us keys to the wrong house.
Okay.
But. That was upstage when we were having our first family dinner last night. And the three-year-old Lennon gets done, so she leaves the table. And she goes into the living room where
family dinner. Yeah, right. It's cracking me up.
Where she's standing on the couch, and then she pees all over the couch.
Oh, really?
Right after dinner, all over the couch.
Did the dog follow suit?
No, thank God. Thank God killer did not follow suit.
You got to housebreak the children, too. Remember that.
Easier said than done, man.
What happened that made you say hell to the notes? 799-1037, or you can just text us 71037, do we?
Yeah, when you accidentally snooze your alarm and oversleep by an hour, and then the gas station was out of milk for my kids' cereal. Yeah.
Because the daycare doesn't provide the milk, only the cereal. That's a hell to the gnaw right there.
Yeah. What kind of daycare is that?
I don't know. That's bizarre.
Is it a daycare for lactose intolerant children, maybe?
Oh, God. I guess.
I don't know.
More young kid issues. Hell to the gnaw. When you're burping your newborn and he does number two all over you out of his diaper. Oh. Come on, kid.
Need bigger diapers. That's a lot of crap.
There's no diaper for a newborn that's big enough. It's impossible.
Really?
They have blowouts for like 2 months.
Blowouts. That's what they're called.
No, really. Like, there's no diaper big enough. It will just deal with poop everywhere at some point.
I can't tell you how many times my sister's crapped on me growing up.
Oh, man.
Diaper blowouts, man.
It's a giant health to the
It's usually only when they're newborns, though.
Right?
Getting the system worked out.
Thank God.
799-1037, or you can text us 71037. Something happened that made you say hell to the no? Like mosquitoes, maybe? Something flood in your backyard? Baby threw up.
It's not the mosquitoes, it's the layers of bug spray I'm sick and tired of putting on. That's what it's grossed out by all the bug spray. I spray it and then I layers. Run. Doesn't everybody do that? Do you spray it and run?
Layers and layers.
Like a
spray
sprinkler.
Spray run.
799-1037, or you can text us 71037. Hey, Katie is in Oak Creek. What's your hell to the no?
So my daughter is in the middle of being potty trained, and she was at grandma's house, and she keeps saying she's scary of the toilet. So grandma took off her diaper, and she was running around without a diaper for about an hour and sat in front of the TV and pooped right in front of the TV. So I don't know if it's our house of the gnaw or her house of the gnaw.
That's ours.
It was bad.
Yeah. I'm going to leave a kid with no... Oh, I see the potty training. Oh, yeah, it'll be fine.
I'll just go right here. The mind she of the child.
That was not my idea.
Well, she should have put underwear on her so at least would have caught it.
Yes.
Quite frankly.
Or something. Or put her on a newspaper or something so she could just go on the newspaper.
She's got a dog,
Come on, Riggs.
What? I don't know. Freaking I don't baby. Have kids. Don't Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening, Katie.
Thank you.
We got a text at 71037. Now we owe this person two apologies. Okay. My hell to the knot is when you're eating breakfast and your favorite hosts are talking about poop blowouts.
What? It's part of life.
Dude, nobody wants to hear that when they're eating their bagel.
Another text to 71037. When the person you are leaving won't hurry up and do the child class so you can finally get divorced. Hell to the knob. Now that feels
good. Get the divorce over already.
Come on, man.
The wedding was so fast.
And the kicker here. Hell to the knob. When your boyfriend sends you a text that was meant for his ex-wife.
What?
I wish they would have called. I want to know what it was
what
about.
I really want to know.
So many more questions, please. If you were that person that texted, call us. We want to know the backstory to that.
Right?
It's Kiss FM. Hell to the no. We do it every morning around 7:45-ish.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Cardi B says, hey, y'all, guess what? They want me more now that I was throwing shoes at Nicki Minaj at Fashion Week. In fact, Fashion Week wants me back.
What? What?
She's so funny, dude. She said the fashion world wants her more after she attacked Nicki Minaj with a shoe. Remember how Nicki said she was mortified to be a part of it at Fashion Week, like a nice party? And Cardi B's throwing a shoe, you know, being all crazy. Mm-hmm. And Cardi B's like, yeah, well, they want me more now. Because, you know, they were talking about her playing the Super Bowl show with Maroon 5 and then possibly getting her own solo act during the Super Bowl, which, whatever, fine. Yeah. Give her and Maroon 5 their own thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's her response. They want me more.
It could be new Cardi B shoes. They're, like, aerodynamic for if you're throwing them at somebody. These shoes are great for throwing as well as wearing.
Well, she's at the Dolce & Gabbana show.
Right.
So.
But don't women take off their shoes when they get to fancy events? Like, that's the first thing you do is you take off your nice shoes. You don't wear them all night, do you?
At the after party, you do.
I was going to say, you don't go to an event and take off your heels. Hell no. That'd be weird.
What? I've been at so many events.
Get off the mic. Get
Listen,
on the
insert off mic.
On the mic.
Insert off mic.
Come on.
We can't hear you.
You're saying it's an incorrect statement that women, when they go out wearing fancy shoes, they try to take them off as soon as possible.
Well, you better be more general. Yes. As soon as possible or when the event's over and as soon as possible?
I've seen women that go with a second pair of shoes and take them off as soon as they sit down for dinner.
I don't have time to be all prepared and freakish like that. I would just take off my shoes and not put on another pair.
Yeah, you
under
change
the table.
Them like after you leave the event. Maybe you're like walking home.
But
from
I wouldn't
after
take them
party.
Off in the middle of the event if I was wearing nice heels.
No.
If I go to the gala, I'm wearing my shoes. The after party where it's like only a couple of us, my shoes are coming off and I'm dancing around.
This imaginary
why are your
after
shoes
party
coming off.
Well, I'm a woman. That's why. Okay. Come on, man.
Gibbons, I love your heels. They're so good. He's got those red Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. Those ones, yes. Everybody wants Cardi B, I guess.
Hold on. Everybody wants Cardi B, according to Cardi
that's
B.
That's right.
Come on.
All right.
What's up with that?
Fair enough.
Her sister was walking the runway. Oh. You know what her sister's name is? Hennessy.
Yes, I do. Is it like Carolina Hennessy or
Hennessy.
God bless her. She's so cute.
Cardi B. All right. Probably see her at the Super Bowl this February, too.
Maybe. I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great has a record of 69 wins, only been beaten 9 times for season 5. Probably due for a new season soon. Keep saying that, but it should happen. Let's bring him in the studio and see if you can stump him this morning. Come on in, Gibbons the Great.
Guess who's back up in here?
Gibbons the Great.
That's right, don't you
feeling
forget
good
it either.
Feeling good because he won a couple. Shauna this morning is going to take on Gibbons the Great. Shauna, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, Shauna, are you thinking of a male?
Yes.
Is this person known for being in athletics?
Kind of.
Maybe you got a WWE person on your mind.
No.
On your mind, is there someone who really exists?
Yes.
Could you have on your brain a character whose age is more than 40 years?
No.
Is this a creator of music?
Yes.
You got a rapper on your brain?
No.
Maybe this person is a member of a very famous band?
Yes.
You got a Korean on your mind?
No.
Could this person be from America?
Yes.
On your brain currently, is there the lead singer of a band?
No.
On your mind, is there a member of the group Why Don't We?
Yes.
Has this person ever dated somebody who's famous on YouTube?
No.
On your brain, you got somebody who has curly hair?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here. Let me clear out my crystal ball. You'll be thinking of Jack from Why Don't We?
Yep.
Jack Avery, who has been here, and we've run our fingers through his curly hair.
That's right. This was glorious hair.
I did not. The guy's dead, which is even weirder, by the way.
What? He let us do it. It's weird. Is it weirder that I asked him or that he let me?
Yes, both.
Shauna, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning. It was Jack from Why Don't We?
All right.
Yes. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around 8:20 on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We've all been taking this lie and just thinking it's okay. It's all right to be on the menu. No problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've all seen it on the menu at a restaurant.
What?
I mean, does it sound weird to say something like meatless meatballs? Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah.
You can't really call it.
Like vegetarian?
Yeah, just call it vegetarian, right? But meatless meatball sounds weird, doesn't it? Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Dry water sounds weird if that was a thing. Why the hell are we calling boneless wings boneless wings? They're chicken.
Because they're boneless.
No, they're glorified chicken nuggets. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you bite your tongue. If anything, I think they're glorified popcorn chicken. They're not nuggets. The boneless wings are better than nuggets.
Boneless wings means you have to have a wing. There has to be something there. So it would mean that there was a wing before. Maybe if you took it off the wing, then there would be boneless wings. If you order corn
but
on the cob.
But you don't know that they didn't take it off the wing.
No, they don't. It's just like pieces of chicken, like cut up chicken breasts. It's different. It's from a different part of the chicken.
Okay.
So you can't call it a boneless wing. That? Because that's the way it's cooked. It's the way it's butchered. The way the chicken is cut.
So where is it from?
The wings? Or
the boneless. Where are the boneless wings?
Those are from the breast. They take like a chicken breast and then they chop them up and then they deep fry them and then they coat them and then they pawn them off as boneless wings.
Who cares if they're deep fried? Like, who's complaining?
I'm not complaining. I think they're delicious.
But you said we can't call them wings.
We can't call them boneless wings. They're not boneless wings. They're just chicken nuggets. Okay, that's all they are. They're glorified chicken nuggets.
I always love to call Riggs crazy. Which
because he worries about dumb stuff.
Yes.
But when it comes to a literal standpoint, he is literally right.
I am.
It is not at all. The boneless wings are not from a chicken wing. They're from a breast. And the meatless meatballs have nothing to do with
it. If everything in the world was literal, you wouldn't have Take It Literal Tuesday.
I know.
Ya?
But I would make a joke about it, too. I absolutely would. That I would have boneless wings. How could I do that on Take It Literal Tuesday? I couldn't because it doesn't make any sense.
Riggs, if there's no meatless meatballs and there's no boneless chicken wings,
right,
come up with it. What is a substitute name for each?
Okay. Call wings, wings, right?
Like normal bone-in chicken wings.
Yes. Call them wings. Okay. Yes. Now let's call the other ones. We'll call them fancy chicken nuggets or adult chicken nuggets. Maybe.
Why fancy?
Because they're fancy. Sauce? Yeah, they're sauce. Yeah. They're deep fried. They're served. And
all chicken nuggets are deep fried.
Gussy them up. I mean, see? So are so-called boneless wings that everybody calls them.
Okay,
on the
I'm turning on you. You gotta come up with a better name than fancy wings.
Why? What do they need?
Boneless
you think
wings
of a better
works
name.
For me. I have no problem ordering boneless wings and eating them.
I don't either. But he looks so pissed. He's so pissed.
They're just chicken nuggets. That's all that they are. No, why can't we just call them call it what it is.
Every chicken nugget looks exactly the same because they are uniformly made that way.
Unless they're like McDonald's ones because those are like the bell and they have the different shapes I'm talking about.
But boneless wings are all different cuts of chicken. They're different sizes, different shapes, but they're all delicious.
You could even find characters if you look at the store.
You absolutely can.
Dinosaurs. Right. SpongeBob.
Just call them deep fried chicken pieces, all right? Just call them something else, but don't call them boneless
wings.
Who cares? I do.
Now we have to rename a whole genre of food?
Yes.
Every restaurant
feels better?
Yes.
Every restaurant,
100%. Yes.
Every bar.
Every bar
serves boneless
wings. Every restaurant in the city must change their menus. I think it should be. Intern off mic, what the hell are you saying over there?
Get on the mic!
Intern off mic!
Nothing important.
Nothing important.
Really. Why? Because it's about chicken wings.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about boneless nuggets. Kiss FM, good morning. Are you calling about the glorified chicken nugget debate?
Boneless breasts?
Okay.
Okay. People need to get real problems. I say this every time.
Wait.
Boneless breast sounds a little gross.
Boneless breast bits.
Boneless breast bits?
Because they're bits of the breast and they're boneless.
I'm sticking with boneless wings. No, I'm fine with that.
No. You know, Allie, you know when you
when I go into BW3s, I should start a protest and say, how dare you call this awesome food boneless wings?
Boneless wings are just chicken nuggets. That's all they are is chicken nuggets.
I'm trying to have a problem with neither.
Okay. I'm just trying to help my crazy friend sound sane. It's making me sound loony. What the hell, Riggs?
Good luck. Yeah, you're the one taking the side.
We're going to have a 5K for this summer.
Oh, my God.
Next summer, by the way.
You're crazy.
You'll be there. Boneless wings don't exist. They're just chicken nuggets, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
More outfit shaming to girls in high school. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie at 8:53. We'll send you to Hollywood, California to see We Can Survive. It's a concert with Tyga, G-Eazy, and Marshmello, and Khalid. And Shawn Mendes, 2:10 this afternoon. Win it with Craig Carson. It's happened in Florida. Girls in high school taking her history quiz. In the middle of her quiz, administrator comes up to her and says that she needs to consider the guys in her class for choosing her wardrobe. Now, this is her wardrobe. She's wearing a pair of jeans.
I don't even care what she's wearing. I'm already pissed.
With a hole in the knee.
So?
Exactly.
Even if she had a hole in the butt, I'd be like, shut up. Well, maybe not in high school. But my point is this. I'm so sick and tired of people telling women that they can't wear certain things because of men. That is so 1925. That is so old school. Mm-hmm. It is not my role to control you as a man, how you put your hands on me if I wear what I want. That's your job. Figure it out. Come on, whatever the hell I want.
Her mother is a mayor. apparently of the city or somewhere in the area. She's a political figure in the area. So she went off on her Facebook immediately and said, perhaps she should have worn a different pair of jeans, but why should she have to worry about dressing a certain way to change a boy's behavior? Why is that her problem?
It's not.
Is what you just said right there.
Exactly right. It's not
so
her
she
fault.
Goes. So now she wasn't able to finish her quiz. They took her. He took her out of the class and put her in school suspension for
Are
the rest
you
of the day.
Yeah. This is body shaming at its best.
Yeah.
You want girls to feel bad about their bodies?
Yeah. Do this.
Tell them they can't wear pair of jeans with a hole in the knee because guys, I mean, what? I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Allie, it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Have you seen the photo of these jeans, Allie?
I don't need to.
Oh,
just, I didn't know enough. Just to know so that it's absurd.
Just
even
so
if it was,
look at that. It's literally just on
dude,
the knee.
This the is, telling women what to wear topic gets me hot.
Yeah.
Christmas. Because it is so not helping women, so not helping us move forward.
No.
Shut up and let us wear what we want. Don't say we have to worry about men. No, men need to worry about themselves.
Yes. Yep. Maybe Hello. We shouldn't worry about being animals like
I
men are.
I don't say anything when you walk around with your shirt off at the state fair. Do I go, oh, that's so inappropriate? No.
That depends
You're
on who it is.
Naked. I don't care. Figure it out, dude.
Yeah. Depends on who it is at the state fair. Some people shouldn't have a shirt off at all at the state fair.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
You could say that about chicks, too. You know
yeah,
I mean?
You absolutely could. Yes, you could.
So.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What did you learn on the show this morning? You can always catch up with us on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Gibbons has moved to West Allis, and he's shocked that he has a crazy neighbor all up in his grill in a duplex. This is like Screams West Allis, dude. Yeah.
Oh, I'm learning.
You should
I'm
be
learning.
Happy you're not getting robbed, quite frankly.
Yet.
Yeah, we'd be disturbed if he didn't have a bizarre neighbor.
Oh, boy. Good old
Welcome
West Allis.
Welcome to duplex living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that the Pfizer Forum is very similar to the Bradley Center from what Allie has
I kept thinking I was in the Bradley Center for crying out loud. I kept looking around like, this looks so much like the BMO Harris Bradley Center.
Yeah.
Just a little bigger. Honestly.
All the people that,
you realize an arena's an arena, man.
All the people at the Pfizer are listening right now going, shut up, stop saying that.
It's
stop
awesome.
Saying
that. Well, I would have said something nice if I had a tour beforehand. But
oh, yeah, the tour would have been nice.
Wait, you guys didn't go on the tour? I thought it was...
We didn't have a tour. Gibbons, what did you learn this morning?
I learned that Riggs has changed the way I will look at menus and restaurants forever.
Yeah.
And what I choose based on that. Like, if I go to a restaurant and I see boneless wings on the menu, I am going to order the chopped up chicken breast pieces in sauce.
Just say adult chicken nuggets.
Adult chicken nuggets, because there are no such thing as boneless wings.
Nope,
that's all kids eat are boneless, by the way. They don't want bones in them.
See?
So that's not the adult wing. It'd be the kid wing, and the adult wing would be the one with the bones.
Point.
See?
Point. And also meatless, what was it?
Meatless meatballs.
Meatballs.
That's a myth,
meatloaf.
Too.
Come on, man.
Don't call it meatless. Let's call it vegetarian.
Yes, you've changed my ways.
You know how to read. Meatless means meatless.
Have you met me? I'm not sure I quite know how to
no,
read.
No, you don't.
Come on now.
There you go. Always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.